This is John Lothian for the spread for John Lothian News. This week, news broke that Brian Harkins was leaving CBOE Global Markets and joining bond platform Trumid as Chief Commercial Officer. Harkins is a go-getting executive who joined CBOE when it acquired Bats Global Markets. Besides being a good corporate officer, Harkins is a terrific industry leader and philanthropic leader. He and his wife, Melissa Moo Harkins, are the co-founders of the Wall Street Rides Far organization, which raises money benefiting the Autism Science Foundation. Harkins is a board member of ASF. Wall Street Rides Far features an annual family-friendly cycling event for bikers of all abilities. Wall Street Rides Far brings together a community of Wall Street and non-Wall Street people and companies at this popular event. The next ride for Wall Street Rides Far is October 2nd, 2021. Last year, the event was held virtually because of the pandemic. In 2019, Harkins was recognized by Markets Media with the Markets Choice Award for his philanthropic work. Also in 2019, his work was recognized with the Karen Schwartzman Spirit Award, the Autism Science Foundation's annual award for family advocates who demonstrate commitment and tenacity to enhancing the lives of individuals with autism. By joining Trumid, Harkins is following a path from equities into fixed income trading, just like former BAT CEO Chris Concannon, who left CBOE for market access and the growing opportunities to harness the bond markets with electronic trading. Harkins joined BATs from Direct Edge when the two market operators merged. He has also worked for NASDAQ, which had acquired an ECM named Brute, where Harkins was a technical account manager. He had previously worked for Tradescape and Instanet as well. We wish Harkins well at Trumid and continued success for Wall Street Rides Far. In Over the Pond news, next week is the Futures Industry Association's International Derivatives Week, or IDX. The event is being held in person, but there are some speeches and panels that will be live streamed from the FIA website. There is no online registration required. You can go to the conference site and watch. IDX's live stream will kick off on Monday at 9:30 BST, which is 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time, with opening remarks by Walt Lucan, the FIA CEO and President. The keynote address of European Securities and Markets Authority Executive Director Natasha Kosnoff will stream starting at 9:45 BST. There are also panels being streamed on Monday, UK Regulated Exchanges panel starting at 10:30 BST, and the landscape in the UK and EU beginning at 11:10 BST. The schedule for Tuesday at IDX features a keynote from JP Morgan Managing Director and Head of EMEA ESG Chuka Umunna, starting at 9:30 BST, and two panels, the EU and US Regulated Exchanges panel and the Exchanges and the Rollout of New Sustainability Products panel, starting at 10 BST and 12 BST, respectively. JLN's staff will not be in attendance for IDX this year in person, but we are conducting some virtual interviews over Zoom with some of the speakers and panelists. Look for the IDX interviews starting late next week on johnlothiannews.com. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.